Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the suburbs of Chicago. Thanks for joining me today in RBN Studio B for people who can handle the truth. To see the guest lineup for Studios A and B, please click on the word schedule in the RBN banner at the top of the page at republicbroadcasting.org. Please visit spingola.com to see the guest lineup for this program along with relevant links. During today's program, email your questions or comments to Spingola1 at Yahoo, at yahoo.com. Join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website at Spingola.com or by going to Spingola.chatango.com. I'm not going to take calls today. I usually don't when I have two guests, when I have a guest each hour. I read the following in behalf of RBN, and I quote, "Whether you listen to and enjoy all programs on RBN or just mine, ladies and gentlemen, we need your help. We are here day in and day out to give you the best hard-hitting truth radio. Many of you have been listening and supporting us for years, which we greatly appreciate. Some of you just started tuning in, which we are glad that you are here. We need your support now more than ever. We are attempting to install new equipment on the network that will curtail our operating cost in the future. Without these updates, we may not be able to survive to continue to bring you the best in cutting-edge radio programming. It will eliminate a few jobs here at the network, but it is necessary. The updates of equipment will pay for itself in only 3 months. Help us now to keep the best network out there on the air. We are making a true impact with all of our information. Help us in this righteous fight for freedom and liberty for all, for us all. Please make a donation today. Any amount helps. We need to reach $40,000. All righty. You may donate by emailing or by mailing RBN at 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or you may go to republicbroadcasting.org and use the PayPal button or call 800-724-2719. All righty. We have for this first hour Michael Hansen. He is the author of Bohemian Grove, Cult of Conspiracy. It is the first major book to expose the infamous Bohemian Grove. Welcome to the program, Mike.
Hello. How's everybody doing today?
Great.
Cool. Got a little cool weather finally.
Yes, I'm in long sleeves today.
Well, I'm not quite there yet, but I'm getting there.
Okay. Now, your websites are BohemianGroveExposed.com, and you also have a YouTube user channel, and that is youtube.com/user/Mike Hansen Archives. So tell us, why did you decide to write this book?
Well, it's I was an actual eyewitness and to the inner workings of what's going there on there at the Bohemia Grove. I'm sure everybody's heard of the Bohemia Grove by now, hopefully, but it is a 2,700-acre, and it's well-guarded, secluded forest retreat for the elite. And, you know, we're talking about people that decide who lives, who dies, who pays. That's the New World Order. We're talking about people like the Bushes, both the father and the son, and, you know, past members are like Richard Nixon, and even somebody you might have saw on the TV here recently, even Clint Eastwood is a member. And I was shocked to find that out. And I was shocked to find out Jimmy Buffett is a member of the Bohemia Grove. So,
you know, Mike, that doesn't surprise me in the least. All right. I'm sorry. We do have to take a real quick 3-minute break. We will be right back with Michael Hansen, the author of Bohemian Grove, Cult of Conspiracy. Stay tuned.
Are you concerned about fluoride, chlorine, parasites, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Dalton ceramic water filters have been made continuously since 1827 and are used by disaster relief organizations and in third world countries to supply safe drinking water. Not only do we offer gravity filter systems, but also under the sink and countertop systems. Our replacement filters can be used to upgrade your existing system. And unlike some other filters on the market, Dalton filters do not have to be primed. For more information, call us at 800-696-1435, 800-696-1435, or order online at Dalton.com. That's Dalton.com.
Allison C. is made from pure garlic through a patented process that stabilizes the actual allicin of 34 cloves of garlic in one tiny capsule. Allicin only exists for a fraction of a second when you crush a clove of garlic. It is the most powerful, natural antibiotic known to man and has been proven in laboratory testing to kill bacteria, viruses, fungus, and parasites without upsetting the natural balance of healthy organisms in the body. Allicin C also helps prevent disease when taken on a regular basis. You can purchase your Allicin C through Paul Drockton's website, internettruth.org. Start enjoying the benefits of this all-natural supplement today. Go to internettruth.org for your supply. Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and super male and femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. Herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. And my guest for, actually, you have to leave earlier than you anticipated.
I've been subpoenaed to court, and I'm only about 2 minutes from the courthouse, so I can stay as long as I can possibly can. I've been subpoenaed to court for a witness.
Oh, that's okay. All right.
Yeah.
Our guest is Michael Hansen, the author of Bohemian Grove, Cult of Conspiracy. And you were talking about Clint Eastwood and Warren Buffett, and that they were part of the Bohemian Club. And I mentioned that that did not surprise me because basically the Republicans and the Democrats are all on the same team. And
Jimmy
Buffett. But I think Warren Buffett may also might also be there also. So the composition of the club, who does that include? Not just names, but their positions.
It includes, you know, the largest companies, CEOs of the, most of the major military contractors, the oil companies, you know, all the banks that are too big to fail, those type of people. And, you know, a lot of, you know, people say when powerful men, you know, work together, they become even more powerful. And they say, well, what's wrong with that, this and that? But the Manhattan Project was conceived on the grounds of the Bohemia Grove. You know what that did, and then the smart weapons were also conceived there, which went to kill over 200,000 or more Iraqis. So, you know, they are killing people in the real world by what they're doing there at the Bohemia Grove. So, you know, that, you know, they say, what right did you have to sneak in there and to film what they're doing in there? Well, you know, we live in a constitutional republic. They're not supposed to be trying to control the world without, you know, the people's say, and that's kind of what they're doing in there, in my opinion.
Right. Now, you referred to it as the New World Order. But would you also say that it's the Jew World Order? Because the basis for the Bohemian Club seems to focus on politicians and bankers, and there's no mention of the Jews that operate behind them and handle them and tell them what to do.
Well, the guy that they did also a film on this, and it's on my YouTube channel, Mike Hansen Archives. They did it's called Secret Rulers of the World, and the guy that did that was John Ronson, and he called himself in the film at the very end. He said that he was a Hollywood Jew. That's what he said he was. Mike Hansen didn't say that. Alex Jones didn't say that. He called himself a Hollywood Jew. So, you know, y'all can take it with, I'm sure there's plenty of Jews that are in the Bohemia Grove. If you look at the names, we have all the names in the book at the end. You know, there's over 2,000 of them. So your listeners can make up their mind. I'm not going to say, I really don't like to, you know, tell people what to think. I wrote the book. I have all the different experts in the book, and they go from left to right, so you can make your own mind up.
Okay. Now, you went as Alex Jones' cameraman?
No, we dressed up as the World of Wonder dressed us up as billionaires. As undercover billionaires, and we went and we snuck in, and we had a secret pager cam, and that's how we filmed the whole thing. And we only had two hours. You got to remember, this was 13 years ago, and the technology wasn't as good as it is now. Today, you could probably film it on a cell phone. Back then, the technology wasn't as good as it is now, and we had to have a pager cam, and it went into a bag with a bigger camera, and
okay.
It was pretty extensive, wiring and stuff like that. But these days, you probably wouldn't have to have a cell phone.
Right. Now, I always wondered how in heaven's name you snuck into there. And I guess if you dressed up as secret billionaires, but who arranged this for you?
The World of Wonder, and just for your listeners, today is September 19th. This is 13 years to the day that we started, we broke the ground of the new Branch Davidian Church. And if you go to my YouTube channel, you can see the first installment of that volunteer project. It was 13 years ago today that we started that project. That's where we met John Ronson. John Ronson came to Waco, Texas, where we were rebuilding the church for the Branch Davidians that, you know, the government burnt their church down and killed all the women and children. And that's where we met John Ronson. He had asked Alex Jones to see if he could sneak into the Bohemia Grove and get some footage for his TV show, World of Wonder. It's kind of like if it ran here, it'd be kind of like a 2020 show here. That's how big it is over in the UK. And this film, Secret Rulers of the World, did not play in the United States for many, many years. It has played on several cable channels now, but back then it only played in 2000 in the UK. And it played to millions over in the UK, but it was kind of blacked out here for many years. But you can get it on YouTube now if you want to go look at Secret Rulers of the World on the YouTube channel. It really it's kind of the video version of the book, but the book goes in a lot more details, 448 pages.
Wow. Now, are you still associated with Alex Jones?
No, I have not worked for Alex Jones for many years now, a couple of years at least. I did work for him for 14 years. I started out at Access TV back in the mid-90s with Alex Jones, and I saw right away that he was going to be, a star. he's a real good radio host, in my opinion. So, you know, I worked for him 14 years, and there's probably about 50 people doing my job now. He has a real big organization now in Austin.
What led to your leaving his organization?
I had more obligations in Gonzales, where I live. My grandpa and grandma had died, and I didn't inherit. We bought the family business from the state, and I'm busy running that right now.
Okay.
It's a rental business here in Gonzales, and we just opened up a small motel. We're having an oil boom here in Gonzales, Texas. If anybody knows what Eagle Shell oil formation is down here, they found so much oil. They found more oil than Saudi Arabia and Argentina combined in Gonzales County. So it's really a boom down here, and the need is to put people up, and that's what our business is. We put them up. So I just got through building a small hotel at 17 rooms, so that's what I've been busy doing.
That's very interesting. Was all the footage that is shown in the video about Bohemian Grove, was any of that staged?
Nothing was staged. I've read that on the internet. That is complete. I was there the whole time. Alex Jones did not hire actors. I've read on the internet where Alex Jones hired actors to do all this stuff. It was completely, we snuck in there, and we got out with 2 hours of footage. And that's all we had. People say, well, you were there 6 hours. But we only had 2 hours of tape. It was when the pager cam ran out, then we loaded the camera back again for the actual ceremony. And we couldn't just do this out in the middle of, you know, we were there, and if somebody, you're not allowed to have even a cell phone there. So if they saw us there with a camera, they really would be suspicious.
Okay, now you said
real.
You said that Ron Hansen, a Hollywood Jew, is the guy that snuck you in, that allowed you to go in there. Would you say that you actually snuck in, or did he allow you to go in there?
No, that's a myth too. If you read my book or watch the film, you will see that he did not let us get in.
He asked you to do this.
Alex Jones to do it, and Alex Jones asked me to go along, which I really didn't even know what the Bohemia Grove was in 2000. I mean, I heard of it, but I really didn't even know what it was.
John Ronson asked Alex Jones to do it, would you say that maybe it was a setup just to focus the attention on all the politicians?
Anybody that says that don't know Alex Jones, don't know Mike Hansen, and they don't know what they're talking about. I live this. This was my life. I think I would know it if it was a setup, and I know for sure it was not a setup. And, you know, I'm a Christian, and I wouldn't lie about something like that. My reputation, I think anybody that knows Mike Hansen knows that I wouldn't lie about something like that.
Now, I know that that Alex Jones did not publish your book. Why is that?
Publish my book?
Yes. Wouldn't it be in his
Tex
best
Mars
interest?
Tex Mars have published my book.
I understand that, but why didn't Alex Jones
publish
your book?
Alex would have probably loved to publish my book, but it takes money to do that. I mean, I self-published it at first, and it cost me $10,000, my life savings.
Okay, we'll be right back. Gosh, it didn't cost me that much to self-publish mine. Okay,
no,
but
we'll
be right back. Be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collections? collection calls.
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Keravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Keravim? Simple. Keravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372. Or go to teravim.com, that's TERRAVIM.com. Teravim, the best supplements on earth.
All right, welcome back. This is Deanna, and my guest right now is Michael Hansen, the author of Bohemian Grove, Cult of Conspiracy. It is the first major book to expose the infamous Bohemian Grove. His websites are bohemiangroveexposed.com, and he has a YouTube, and it would be under Mike Hansen Archives. Now, I am so grateful that Texmar has decided to publish your book. He does a lot of great work, and publishing can be tough. I am self-published myself. And so I know that it's tough. Now, were there any media people there besides Alex Jones at Bohemian Grove?
John Ronson was filming the whole thing from, you know, you can see his film on my YouTube channel, Secret Rulers of the World. I mean, he documented the whole thing throughout, not inside, but I mean, everything up to there, and then you can see the footage that we took on there too. But you can also see the whole thing that Alex has at Infowars.com. I'm sure he has the whole film that we also made. I also helped Alex do a film called Dark Secrets Inside Bohemia Grove. So
right,
that's why
I have that linked on the radio schedule page. Now, were you able to identify anybody as an elite there at Bohemian Grove, or was everybody covered over?
I didn't recognize anybody, and I wasn't trying to look at anybody. I was trying to hide out most of the time when we were in there. Most of the 6 hours that we were in there, we hid out either away from the groups of people, other than the ceremony. We hid out in their camps, And when we're talking about camps, we're not talking about a Boy Scout camp. We're talking about grand piano sitting out in the woods, dressers, made of gold-looking stuff. And, I mean, sitting out under a tent. I mean, this was luxury camping is what I'd call it. This is just not, camping out somewhere. So we hid out in the, while they were having dinner, we hid out in the camp area in the mountains.
Now,
and then we came down just before they got up from their tables. And, we couldn't go to dinner with them because we didn't have a place to sit. Everybody sits with their little camps. And, George Bush and his fathers with the hillbillies. And we were confronted a couple times, and we told people that we were with the hill, or Alex told them, I didn't tell them, but Alex told them we were with the hillbilly camp, and they kind of believed
they kind of believed it
with our Texas accents.
So you did recognize the Bushes?
No, I did not see the Bushes in there, but they were there a week.
How do you know that?
Because it was on the news. Dick Cheney, they announced that Dick Cheney was going to be vice president candidate from the Bohemia Grove in the year 2000. That's documented. You can look that up anywhere. They announced that Dick Cheney was going to be his vice president, the candidate, from the Bohemia Grove.
Okay.
You can look that up. Google it.
Okay, so are you saying that, and you mentioned before, that a lot of the big decisions are made at the Bohemian Grove?
With my research, that's what I would say.
Okay, and it's not made in the boardrooms of some of the multinational corporations?
Well, it might be, but you have to realize that the Trilateral Commission and the CFR and the Bilderberg Group, this is kind of a great hideaway for those type people. And, this is just 17 days in the summer that they meet here to do this little ceremony. I call it devil worship.
What kind of a ceremony is it?
Well, I call it devil worship. What I got out of it before I knew anything about it, I think it's they're worshiping the devil.
Okay.
I think that it's Moloch, and that symbolizes the devil. They're dressed up in Ku Klux Klan robes. Here I am looking at this. They're dressed up in robes, Ku Klux Klan robes. They're have this 40-foot stone owl with an altar and a baby or some kind of small figure being burnt. What would you call that? Sayings, and before the ceremony,
would you say these old men are peeing
on the trees.
Would you say that this is a Talmudic celebration in as much as they have participated in infant sacrifice?
I would say so.
Okay. Now, this started in 1873.
I'm not going to tell anybody what to think, like I told you before. But
well, I'm just asking questions.
What I'd like to ask you, would you let anybody babysit your children or even walk your dog that you know that is participating in this kind of a ceremony?
I probably wouldn't want anybody like that to run the world like that.
That's what I'm saying.
You wouldn't let somebody babysit
your children or walk your dog Why would you let them run your life?
I'm not letting them. Mike,
yeah.
This started in 1873, and you are saying that you're the first people that went in and actually filmed it, correct?
I haven't said that. Alex has said that.
Okay.
But, all you have to do is read my book. It's in my words. It's my opinion. It's not Alex Jones has a chapter in the book with his opinions.
Okay. Mike, we do have to go to a quick 3-minute break. We will be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including Turtle Tough shelters.
We have added two 24-foot Turtle Toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle Tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
My guest this first hour is Michael Hansen, the author of Bohemian Grove, Cult of Conspiracy. His websites are bohemiangroveexposed.com, and he has a YouTube channel, and that would be under Mike Hansen Archives. Now, you mentioned a film earlier called Secret Rulers of the World that was shown in Europe, but it was not shown here. And who made that film?
John Ronson and the World of Wonder television shows. Kind of like ABC News here, but
okay,
from the
and
UK.
So, and it wasn't shown here, and why is that?
I guess it was blacked out. You got to remember that a lot of these people that go to the Bohemia Grove are associated with the media. I mean, just look at the list.
Right. Now, how many copies of Alex Jones's Bohemian Grove, how many copies have been disseminated in America, do you think?
Are you talking about his film?
Uh-huh.
That I couldn't tell you. No, when I used to work there, there was quite a bit that went out. And also, it's free on the Internet, so I'm sure millions of people see it on the Internet. And,
right.
You know, you kind of alluded that before that there was kind of some trouble between Alex and I. I want to make it clear that there's no trouble between Alex and I, that I had to move away
from
Austin.
Yeah, you said that.
Yeah, and Alex is a great patriot, a great family man. He's a great friend of mine. I had great, great fun for 14 years exposing a new world. We went all over the country. We did films, and I loved being his cameraman, his, his kind of buddy that went everywhere with him. And, you know, he's a lot bigger now, and he's moved on to other stuff also. You know,
right.
He has
now,
his own TV station there in Austin.
Right. Mike, I didn't imply that there was trouble. I just asked a question of why you weren't with him anymore.
Well, I'd love to be working side by side with Alex, but it's just not possible. It's just too many miles in between. And, you know, I just want your listeners to know, is John Stapmiller still with y'all over there at the radio station?
Is he with us? He heads this operation.
Okay, well, John Stapmiller can vouch, you know, in the very early days, he can vouch for Alex, too. He can vouch for me. I've had trouble with John Stapmiller just like everybody else.
Wait.
I'm not
calling out Alex Jones or making any implications about him. I'm just asking you questions.
I'd love to answer any questions you have, but I just want you to understand that, you know, I go way back in this Patriot community just like John Stapmiller. He can vouch for my character. If it's anything I've ever done, you know, I'm probably sorry.
Do you really think that somebody needs to vouch for your character, Mike?
Not really. But,
then I wouldn't even bring it up if I were you, because it just makes you look like you're guilty of something.
Not really.
I'm not guilty of anything.
But it just seemed like early on in this interview that you were bringing up all these internet rumors that they have out there, which none of them are actually true.
The questions were very valid, because if you want to oppose those internet rumors, then somebody needs to ask you the question so that you have an opportunity to dispute those.
Oh, I'd love to dispute some of those internet rumors.
Well, some of the internet rumors
that they have on the internet about me and Alex are just absolutely outrageous. I mean, they even said that I'm Jewish because I'm around Alex, that my mother's name, which is Wolf, W-O-L-F-F, is a Jew surname.
Is there a problem with being Jewish?
No, I'm just saying this is the type of rumors and falsehoods that they have on the Internet that I've never even heard that before, that I could possibly be Jewish. But just because I work for Alex, that I'm Jewish. I mean, you were bringing up the Jewish thing before.
Why would you working for Alex make you Jewish?
Unless he's associated with Jewish handlers. There's whole websites out there stating that, though, is what we're talking about. We were talking about internet rumors going on.
Right, and so I don't see why you working for Alex would necessarily make you Jewish.
I don't have any idea. I'm just telling you what's out there on the internet.
Okay. Well, let's get back to your book. Tell us what else is in your book that you're very proud of or that you want people to really focus in on.
Well, what I don't want people to do is you know, a disclaimer here is to try to sneak in there, because, you know, things have changed since the year 2000. They got many, many sensors and cameras and more security. And there was a guy that I have in my book, Richard McCassell. He heard somebody talking on the radio. It might have been Alex or something about the Bohemia Grove, and he decided he was going to go in there and burn the place down. So he's sitting in prison right now for 11 years.
Right.
So we don't want people, anything I have to say or anything. I mean, it was a fun thing to do, and I think it was a legitimate thing to do, but there's no possible way at all that I think anybody could sneak in there at this point. I mean, people have tried. Even Alex has tried again with a TV show here recently. I think it was called Decode It, and they got caught.
Right. Well, didn't you accomplish your goal by sneaking in the first time or by having Ronson ask you to go in there?
He asked Alex, and Alex asked me to go as a friend. And I agreed, if I had it to do over again, I probably wouldn't do it again. It was one of the scariest things I've ever done. You know, you don't know if you get caught, you're going to end up on the altar yourself with a dagger over your face. You just don't know what's going to happen, or end up in prison.
Now, did you and Alex accomplish your goals by going in and doing this film?
I would say we did.
What was your goal?
Well, I didn't have a goal. This was just something, you know, like when I decided, ever since that I knew the Branch Davidians, I decided I want to rebuild their church. So Alex graciously stepped in with his radio show and all the other radio shows that helped, and we did accomplish that goal. Now, this is September 19th. We started 13 years ago. Right after that, John Ronson asked us in July of 2000 to sneak in, and that was kind of a goal of the media to get footage from inside of there. It really wasn't my goal. I really didn't even know what the Bohemia Grove was when at the time. You know, Al, you know, we didn't really understand it until we got in there and we saw what they were doing, and we started researching it a little bit more.
Wow.
I mean, there's been people that's been doing this for, like I have Mary Moore in my book. She's been doing this for over 30 years. Protesting the Bohemia Grove and trying to sneak people in there. You know, before you could not have any women working there. It was all males club. She has succeeded over the years to at least let the women work in the kitchen. I know that sounds bad, but she is a great woman. She's in my book, and she's still at her age. I think she's in her late 70s even, fighting the Bohemia Grove. She lives just a couple miles from the Bohemia Grove, and she had a real big protest this last year there, year 2012, and there was quite a bit of people that showed up. And,
now, you mentioned that this is all men. Are there gay rituals that go on there?
It's an all-males club, and there is...
Is there homosexuality rituals and things like that that go on there?
That's what they say. There's been many, many reports they're shipping in male prostitutes, and they're shipping in women prostitutes too. I have a couple in my book that admitted to all that activity that's going on in there. I think in 2004 there was a guy named Chad Savage that they hired to service the members there. And that was in the New York. You can look that up. You know, we want to give, you know, people somewhere where they can go and make sure this stuff is right. The New York Post reported that Chad Savage, I think that's his name, he's a top gay porn star. He was hired to service the members in 2004.
All right.
And another thing, Richard Nixon, you know, he was a member of the Bohemia Grove. He is quoted... And you can get this on the internet with his own words. He said that it was the most faggiest GD thing that you could ever imagine. That's what he said. Now you got to remember, we got out of there before all this activity starts. That starts after the ceremony. We ran out of there right after the ceremony.
I would say that was a good time to leave, don't you?
All the juicy stuff, they say, happens after the ceremony, and we snuck out through the kitchen. I'd happen to see the kitchen, and that's how we got out. We went through the kitchen and got out, and it took us through a tunnel and ended up.
How did you find out where that tunnel was?
I don't know where we just went to the kitchen, and that's where we got out of the place. That we did not know ahead of time how to get out of there.
So you were just kind of trying to work your way out of there any way you could?
Well, I didn't try to work my way out. I ran out of there as fast as I could.
Okay, but you were trying to get out of there any way you could?
Oh, yeah.
And you went into the kitchen, and then what happened?
People were just looking at us like we were crazy, and we just kept running like in a movie. And people
How did you discover that there was a tunnel?
It just went through a tunnel area and came out into a parking lot, and the parking lot went out into a street, and that's where we kept walking, and finally John Ronson came with a van and picked us up.
How did he know to come and pick you up at that
time?
He didn't.
He was just driving down the road and saw us walking.
He just happened to be there, huh?
Happened to be coming through that way, yes, ma'am.
Wow, what a stroke of luck.
But it was all God's plan, because it was a stroke of luck and God's grace that we got into the place. I mean, if you read the story about how we got into the place, that's even even more better than how we got out. So, I mean, I have a whole chapter on how we got in there.
How did you get in?
Well, it was complicated. I mean, it wasn't like we said we were going to do it all the way through. If you look at the film, Secret Rules of the World, Alex kept saying, well, we're going to go up through the mountains, and we're going to go through the river, and we're going to go in. And, you know, the people that had been in there before, there was this one lawyer that had been in there before. He said, you're going to get killed going over those mountains and cliffs and everything else.
Somebody that had been in there before?
There's a lot of people that snuck into the Bohemia Grove. There's not a lot of people that came out of there with footage, though. There's a lot of people that had snuck into the Bohemia Grove before the year 2000, and a lot of Mary Moore's connections had even been hired at the Bohemia Grove and had brought things out. There's a picture that's brought out. It's on the cover of my book. That picture had been snuck out, the picture that's on the on my book. And a lot of the pictures.
That's an amazing picture, and it seems to be, wow, that is amazing.
So,
I'm looking at it now.
Well, I didn't take that picture. Somebody that snuck out of the snuck it out for Mary Moore took that picture. But they've snuck out other things too out of there, and she has a collection of this stuff at her house that's amazing. And we have a whole chapter of her in the book. She comes kind of from the left, and then I got, you know, people like Tex Mars and Alex Jones and David Icke and Dr. Peter Phillips and John DeCamp. Those type of people, you know, are more toward the right, if you would say. There's really no left and right, but, you know, Mary Moore kind of comes from the lefties. She's not really worried about the devil worshiping going on there. She's more worried about what they're doing with the bombs, you know, the atomic bombs and stuff like that, and how they're setting policy in there for the world. And probably, you know, because this is the Republicans kind of control, I think, every Republican president from like 1921. It was a member of the Bohemia Grove, even Richard Nixon and
Reagan was there.
Richard Nixon and Reagan, they say that the only reason why they got elected is because of the Bohemia Grove. They credit the Bohemia Grove to getting them elected.
Well, so, I think it was Jewish power that got them elected, actually, and I think the Republicans and Democrats are on the same team.
It might be, and there might be a lot of Jews that are in the Bohemia Grove. If you look at the names, that'll tell you something. But, you know, like I said, I really don't get into that because it's to me, it doesn't
matter.
It's
not politically correct, right?
No, really, I don't have anything to be politically correct about. But what I'm saying is, what difference does it make if they're Jews or if they're Germans or whatever? They're still controlling us. They're killing us through the food and the water and everything else.
I think it has a lot to do with who's controlling us. I mean, wouldn't we want to pin these people down and not just say, you know, they're politicians and they're this and they're that? I think it makes a lot of difference.
I would love to know, I hear both sides of the stories being in this so-called truth movement for a long time.
I seem to be losing you.
It seems like a lot of Jews are in the media, don't you? Wouldn't you say that? And they kind of control.
I think they own Hollywood. I mean, they've agreed that they own Hollywood. They admit they own Hollywood. They control the media. And Benjamin Disraeli, a long time ago in 1852, in his novel, said that basically they were behind everything. They were behind all the leaders of all the countries, and he elaborated on how Jewish diplomats and their connections between belligerent countries always favored Jewish interest. And I think you see that with AIPAC running the United States government. So I don't think there's any secrets about who is who is leading the government and why U.S. troops are going over there and dying in the sands of Iraq and Afghanistan for the Jews.
Yeah, I don't think we should be in all these 170-something countries either. Should mind our own business, just like the
exactly.
Founding Father said.
Exactly.
I mean, I think we're on the same page, but, you know, I just don't, you know, there's two different, you know, I just don't get out here and just for the sake of it, Jew bash.
But, no, I don't either, but you know.
But there are some radio hosts really that do that,
yeah.
And some of them don't
yeah,
like that.
What,
and I'm not a radio host, so I really don't have anything politically correct. Nobody's going to come after this radio show. Nobody's going to come to me and say, oh, well, you weren't politically correct. Nobody controls Mike Hansen at all.
Right. Hey, Mike, we do have to cut for our last break, and so we'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Well, I enjoyed it.
Be right back.
How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within three stones throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter acre lots, county road access. All lots come with warranty deed. All just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141. 785-672-3141. Or go online to ColoradoRiverLots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free, 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now, 800-537-1339.
Our guest this first hour has been Michael Hansen, the author of Bohemian Grove, Cult of Conspiracy. It is the first major book to expose the infamous Bohemian Grove. Tex Mars has published it, and I'm very grateful for that. I think that's super. And Mike's websites are bohemiangroveexposed.com and at YouTube, just go to Mike Hansen Archives. Just before the break, we were talking about radio hosts who bash certain ethnic groups, but do you believe that that should not be done, that we should not bash Germans or Muslims or anybody like that? Because I hear a lot of hosts that do that. They bash a lot of other people, but they don't ever mention the word Jew.
Well, I think Tex Mars does all day long. Have you listened to his radio show?
Oh, love Tex Mars. I've been on his radio program.
And I think Tex Mars is probably the expert on that.
Absolutely.
I would love to hear Tex Mars on your show.
He's been on my program. He's a wonderful guy. Like him a lot. I respect his work. But I'm not talking about Tex. I'm talking about the other people who freely bash the Germans, who make these stupid claims that the Fourth Reich is now running the U.S. government. That's the stupidest thing I ever heard. And it can't even be proved. People who make these claims are just very ignorant or disinfo agents.
Can't tell you anything about anybody else but Mike Hansen.
Okay.
Anybody else that does their freedom of speech, I can't tell you anything about it. All I can tell you is what I say, and I've said a lot over the years. But some of them turned out to be wrong. Some of them turned out to be right. But I try not to make predictions. I've heard people make predictions all through for the last 15 years, and
I know people
some of them turn out to be. Wrong.
Brett, it's like that big scare right before 2000 when people were making all these predictions about all the things were going to happen, all the electricity was going down. People made a lot of money selling all that garbage about what was the name of that X2K or some such thing, and it didn't happen at all.
Well,
it's amazing.
Like you said, the media that's being controlled was mostly behind that, I think, because if I remember right, it was being promoted by the major media pretty good. Anything that's being promoted by the major media, since really didn't know as much as I do now, I learn every day from people like you and other radio stations and everything else. But don't you believe that if it's being promoted by the major media, then is probably the opposite of what's happening.
Oh, absolutely, Mike. Absolutely.
So
I'm with you on that. Yes.
So that's what we need to know. You know, like if they're bashing somebody on the television, I think in my mind that's probably a good person.
Yeah, I'm with you there.
And if they're promoting somebody like Hillary Clinton or Bill Clinton or Obama or somebody like that, then in my mind I'm saying, well, that's somebody I don't want to be around.
Right.
So that's my opinion on the thing. But, you know, I'm just an average truth seeker in this movement.
Mike, I'm sorry we have to go. I'm glad that you didn't have to go to court. Thank you so much for being on the program.
Tell John Steffler I said hi.
I will do that. Thanks so much, Mike.
Thanks for having me.
Good luck with your book.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.